Except for Hallelujah.
除了 Hallelujah 以外。
I understood and I resonated with your spirit of worship.
我了解你们敬拜的灵和与你们同一同敬拜。
And it's an encouragement to me.
对我来说，这是一个很大的鼓励。
This morning, I want to talk to you from Genesis 12.
今天早上，我想跟大家分享《创世纪》十二章。
About the origin story of the church.
关于教会起初的起源。
About God's people.
关于神的子民。
And our beginning.
我们的最初。
So let's read that story together.
现在我们来一起读一下。
From Genesis chapter 12.
创世纪十二章。
And I will let you lead the
conversation. 好，那我们会众一起来读我们这个单章上面《创世纪》十二章一到五节，大家一起来。耶和华对亚伯兰说：“你要离开本地、本族、父家，往我所要指示你的地去。我必叫你成为大国，我必赐福给你，叫你的名为大，你也要叫别人得福。”为你祝福的，我必赐福与他；那咒诅你的，我必咒诅他。地上的万族都要因你得福。亚伯兰就照着耶和华的吩咐去了，罗德也和他同去。亚伯兰出哈兰的时候，年七十五岁。亚伯兰和他妻子萨莱和侄儿罗德，连他们在哈兰所积蓄的财物、所得的人口，都带往迦南地去。他们就到了迦南地。
Amen. Well, I was happy to hear I would have a translator today.
我很高兴今天我有一个人翻译。
Because no matter how bad my sermon is,
因为这样的话，不管我的信息多糟糕，
Michelle will make me sound better.
我也不会让她变得更好。
Have you ever heard of those home DNA tests?
你们有没有听说过那些在家里面做的 DNA 测试呢？
You take a swab of your cheek and you mail it to 23andMe.
你在脸上这样刮一下，就有一个就有一个样品，然后你可以把它寄给像23和我这样的公司。
And they send you back your DNA results.
然后他们就会把 DNA 的结果发回来给你。
One of the things they send is your ethnic heritage.
这个结果里面呢，有包括说你的民族的背景是哪里的。
And I haven't taken this test, but many of my friends have.
我没有做过这个测试，但是我有很多朋友做过的。
And oftentimes the results are surprising.
经常呢，那个结果会让他们惊讶。
I have a friend who is African American who took this test.
我有一个朋友，他是美国黑人，他就做了这个测试。
And he has really dark skin.
这个人的皮肤很黑的。
So he thought his DNA would be 100% African.
所以他觉得他的 DNA 的话一定是100%的非洲吧。
He was actually 10% German.
这个人居然是10%的德国血统。
Sometimes we think we know who we are.
有的时候我们觉得我们知道自己是谁。
We think we know our story.
我们觉得我们知道我们过去是什么。
But when we look at our DNA,
但是如果我们看看我们自己的 DNA 的话，
at the origins of how we were created,
看看我们当初被造的时候是怎么出来的，
the results can be surprising.
结果可能让我们惊讶。
And it's no different with the church.
教会也是如此。
With the people of God.
神的子民也是如此。
Sometimes we think as Christians, we know our origin story.
有的时候作为基督徒，我们知道我们是怎么出来的。
We think we know who we are.
我们知道我们自己是谁。
But when we look deeper at our DNA,
但是如果我们更深入地看看我们的 DNA,
when we look at our origin story,
看看我们的起源,
we discover something surprising.
我们会发现一些让我们惊讶的东西。
Actually, the very same thing that my friend discovered.
就好像我的朋友做他的 DNA 测试之后看到的结果。
Not that the church is 10% German,
并不是说我们的教会有10%的德国血统，
but that we are more diverse in our origin than we ever possibly imagined.
而是说从我们的起源，我们的这个教会就是非常的多元化的，比我们想象的更加多元。
You see, sometimes as Christians, we tell the story of God's people this way.
你看，有的时候我们基督徒是这样子跟别人讲我们的神的子民是怎么来的。
We say, God wanted a people to worship him.
我们说神要一个民族来敬拜他。
So he chose Israel.
所以他选择了以色列。
But then Israel was unfaithful to God.
但是以色列对神不忠实。
So God opened up membership to all the nations.
所以神呢就把敬拜他民族的这个会员制向所有的民族来打开。
When we tell our origin story this way,
当我们这样子讲我们的故事的时候，
we treat the nations, ourselves,like we are God's second choice.
我们把地上的万族包括我们自己在内好像是神的第二选择一样。
It's like if you're going to a town where you have lots of friends.
就好像你到一个城市去看看你的朋友们。
And you need a place to stay.
然后你需要在某一家留宿。
So you call your friend Charlie.
然后你给你的好朋友 Charlie 打电话。
And you say, Charlie, can I stay with you?
你说 Charlie, hey, 我能在你家住住吗？
But Charlie says, oh, I'm going to be out of town.
然后 Charlie 说，哎呀，真不巧，我正好要出门呢。
So you call your friend Irene.
然后你再给 Irene 打电话。
And you say, Irene, I would like to stay at your home.
你说 ,Irene, 我想在你家住啊。
Because Charlie wasn't available.
哦，因为 Charlie 不在呢。
He was my first choice.
我本来想住他家的。
But don't worry, you're my second choice.
哦，不过没关系，他不在的话，你是我的第二选择。
She might be offended, right?
Irene 可能不会很高兴。
Even if it's true, you probably shouldn't say it.
即使是真的，你也不应该这么讲。
Because you're telling Irene, our friendship is less important than my friendship with Charlie.
因为你在告诉 Irene, 你跟他的关系没有跟 Charlie 那么铁。
And when we tell the story of the church in the way I just told it before,
就好像我们刚才如果像我那样子来讲我们教会起源的话，
We are saying that the nations, that the whole world was God's second choice.
我们好像是在说，地上万族的这个组成的教会是神的第二选择。
Well, the good news is that that's not true at all.
不过呢，好消息是这样并不太对。
Not according to our origin story.
根据我们的起源的故事，这个理解是不对的。
In Genesis 12, the Bible tells us of God's promise to Abram.
在创世纪的第十二章，圣经记载了神对亚伯拉罕的应许。
The promise that formed the people of God.
这个应许就是神的子民是如何形成的。
And in the same promise where God says to Abram, I will make you a great nation.
在这一个应许里面，神告诉亚伯拉罕，我必叫你成为大族。
Referring to Israel.
这个是指的以色列。
In that same promise, he says, you will... All the nations will be blessed through you.
然后在同样一个应许里面，神也说，所有的地上的万族都要通过你而得福。
In other words, Abram is God's first choice.
换句话说，亚伯拉罕的确是神的第一选择。
Israel is God's first choice.
以色列是神的第一选择。
But so are the nations.
地上万族同样是神的第一选择。
God's purpose was always to have a people from all nations.
神的目的从来就是地上的万族都要成为他的子民。
And he tells Abram that he will carry out this purpose through Abram.
然后神告诉亚伯拉罕说，神的使命将通过亚伯拉罕来实现。
But in order to do that, Abraham needs to do three things.
为了达到这个使命，亚伯拉罕有三件事情要做。
Well, he needs to do one thing, but in three ways.
确切地说，他有一件事情要做，但是有三个方面。
He needs to leave.
他需要离开。
He needs to leave his country.
他要离开他的本地。
He needs to leave his people.
他要离开他的本族。
And he needs to leave his father's household.
还要离开他的父家。
Now, the Apostle Paul tells us that we are Abraham's children.
使徒保罗告诉我们说，我们是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
We share his spiritual DNA.
我们有他属灵的 DNA.
So we are children of Abraham's promise.
所以我们既是亚伯拉罕的应许的子孙。
And we are also children of Abraham's call.
我们也是亚伯拉罕的呼召的后裔。
So we have to leave three things.
我们也必须离开三样东西。
We need to leave our country.
我们需要离开本地。
We need to leave our people.
本族。
And we need to leave our father's household.
我们需要离开我们的父家。
I don't necessarily mean we need to leave all of those things literally.
我并不是从字面上在讲说我们需要离开这三样。
But there's a deeper message in Abraham's call, even for Abraham.
但是在亚伯拉罕的这个呼召里面有一些非常深的意义，即使对亚伯拉罕来说都是很深的。
First, God tells Abram to leave his country.
首先呢，神告诉亚伯拉罕说他要离开本地。
The surprising thing about this call from God
这个呼召是有些让人惊讶的。
Is that Abraham has already left his country.
因为亚伯拉罕那个时候已经离开了他的本地。
That is the country he was born in.
就是他出生的那个地方他已经离开了。
Earlier in Genesis 11,
在创世纪十一章的时候
Terah, Abraham's father,
塔拉就是亚伯拉罕的父亲
moved his entire family, including Abraham, from their homeland in Ur.
已经带了他的全家包括亚伯兰在一起从他们的家乡就是加勒底的乌尔离开。
So when Abraham received this call, he was living in a country that was relatively new to him.
所以当亚伯拉罕收到这个呼召的时候他已经是住在一个对他来说比较新的一个地方了。
And God still says, you must leave your country.
但是神仍然跟他说你要离开你的本地。
I think God had in mind something deeper than just leaving the physical place.
所以神的意思是要超过离开你的身体所在的这个地方的。
For Abraham, he did mean leaving that physical place.
当然对亚伯拉罕来说呢的确意味着说他要离开他当时住的那个地方。
But I think he meant something different as well, deeper.
但是神的意思应该是超过这些更深入。
A country, one's own country, is the kind of place where you feel security.
一个人的本地是一个让我们觉得很安全的地方。
It's the place you're familiar with.
你很熟悉它。
It's the place where you know the law.
你知道那边的法律是什么。
You know what to do and what not to do.
你知道什么可以做，什么不能做。
And if you're a citizen of that country, you even have maybe some special privileges.
如果你是那个地方的公民的话，你大概还会有一些公民所有的特权。
You probably have friends.
然后你会有你的朋友。
And family.
还有家庭。
That you can rely on when you fall on hard times.
如果你有一些困难的时间的话，这些朋友和家庭你可以依靠他们。
People that you grew up with.
然后也有和你一起长大的孩子们。
And all of that gives us a sense of security.
这些全都给了我们安全感。
Many of us, some of us, know what it's like to leave our country, literally.
我们当中很多人大概知道说离开我们的家乡是一个什么样的感觉。
And those of us who don't maybe know what it's like to leave our hometown or our home neighborhood.
那如果你没有离开过你的国家的话，也许你知道说离开你的本城或者是离开你的街区是一个什么样的感觉。
And we know how much faith that takes in God.
我们知道这样做的时候真的是需要对神有很大的信心。
When God tells Abram to leave his country,
当神告诉亚伯拉罕离开他的本地的时候，
He means for Abram to leave behind his old ways of finding security.
他是告诉亚伯拉罕要离开他过去寻找归属感的方式。
If Abraham held on to what was familiar for his sense of security,
如果亚伯拉罕抓住那些让他有归属感的这些熟悉的东西不放，
he would never be able to live into all the promises of God.
他就不可能活出神所要给他的应许。
What is it that we are so familiar with that we find deep security in it?
我们生命中有哪些是我们熟悉的东西，而且是给我们安全感的东西呢？
Do we find our security in familiar ways of worship?
我们找到的安全感是不是在我们敬拜的时候方式是我们所熟悉的呢？所以就让我们觉得安全。
Do we find our security in familiar programs?
是不是因为我们的节目是很熟悉，所以我们就觉得安全？
Or personally, do we find our security in our jobs?
或者对于每个人来说，也许你有工作，所以你觉得安全？
Or in the neighborhood we've come to call home?
或者是我们把它叫做家的那一个街区，让我们觉得安全呢？
God is inviting each of us, along with Abram,
神在邀请我们每一个人，跟亚伯拉罕一样。
To put all of our security in Him.
把我们的安全感全部放在他那里。
To find a deeper sense of home.
找到一个更深入的家的感觉。
Home in God.
在神的家里面。
Home in His presence.
在神的同在里面找到家。
So that no matter where we go in the world,
这样不管我们去世界的什么地方,
no matter what our circumstances are,
不管我们碰到什么样的境况,
we always feel at home.
我们都觉得我们在家里。
Because God is with us.
因为神与我们同在。
God calls Abram to leave his country.
神叫亚伯拉罕离开他的本地。
To leave his old ways of finding security.
离开他找到安全感的旧的方式。
And to put his security in God.
把他的安全感完全放在神那里。
Second, God calls Abram to leave his people.
第二个, 神叫亚伯拉罕离开他的本族。
In order for God's mission to all the nations to go forward,
为了让神祝福万族的使命实现,
Abraham must be willing to relate to people who are different from him.
亚伯拉罕必须愿意去跟那些非我族类的人打交道。
It might sound redundant that God tells Abram to leave his people.
听上去可能是觉得有点重复, 神要亚伯拉罕离开他的本族。
Because he's already told him to leave his country.
毕竟他已经告诉亚伯拉罕要离开本地了。
And that's where his people are.
那本地不就是本族人待的地方吗?
But God wants Abram to know
但是神要亚伯拉罕知道
something deeper and different.
有一些是要更深入和更不同的。
That Abram must not only trust God for his sense of security,
亚伯拉罕不光要把他的安全感放在神那里,
but for his sense of community,
他的归属感也要放在神那里,
his sense of home,
他的归家的感觉,
and belonging,
还有他的归属, 社区感。
Abraham must leave the people who are like him,
亚伯拉罕必须离开那些跟他相似的人,
who look like him,
长得跟他类似,
who talk like him,
讲话跟他很像,
who have his same traditions,
跟他有同样的传统,
like the same kinds of food,
喜欢同样的食物,
like the same kinds of music,
同类的音乐,
have the same kind of poetry,
同样的诗歌文学,
the people that make him feel like he belongs.
那些人当他与他们在一起的时候, 觉得说我是你当中的一员。
In order for Abraham's purpose to the nations to be fulfilled,
为了让亚伯拉罕能够完成他的使命,
he has to be able and willing to relate to people who are different from him.
他必须能够而且愿意去与那些不和他一样的人打交道,
to share his life with them.
把他自己的生命与那些人分享。
This too is part of our DNA.
这些也是我们DNA的一部分。
As Christians,
作为基督徒,
we are called to relate to people who are different from us.
我们的呼召是要我们与那些跟我们不一样的人打交道,
and to relate to them in love,
然后要在爱中与他们同在,
to people who look different from us,
他们长得跟我们不同,
who talk different from us,
讲话不一样,
who like different kinds of food,
喜欢不同的食物,
who like different kinds of music,
喜欢不同的音乐,
who are from a different generation than we are,
可能是一个不同的年代,
and we have that opportunity every day in the Bay Area.
我们在湾区住的时候, 每天都会有这样的机会。
The question that this forces us to ask is,
那我们这里要问的问题就是,
are we more committed to our sense of belonging or to the mission of God?
那我们是对我们自己归属感有更有委身呢? 还是我们对于神的呼召更有委身?
Because it's very challenging to relate to people who are different from you.
因为跟那些与我们完全不同的人打交道, 和跟他们彼此相爱是极其有挑战性的。
The church that I'm a pastor of,
我所在的那个教会,
Tapestry Church,
Tapestry 教会,
is a combination of a mostly white church that I started 3 years ago,
是由两个教会组成的, 其中一个是我3年前建立的一个主要是白人为主的教会,
and a mostly black church that my brother Bernard started 4 years ago.
然后另外一个教会是主要由黑人组成, 是一位, Bernard弟兄, 大概4年前建立的。
Our church is full of various kinds of people.
我们的教会里面充满了各种各样的人。
Like your church.
就好像你们的教会似的。
And we find it difficult sometimes to relate to each other.
有的时候我们发现彼此讲话真的是有点鸡同鸭讲。
We have very different styles of communication.
我们沟通的方式太不一样了。
We have different expectations.
我们的期望也都太不一样了。
So for example,
比方说吧,
we discovered that one of our leaders was having a difficult time embracing someone in the ministry.
我们发现呢, 我们教会领袖当中的一个人, 他想找其他找一些人来参与教会施工的时候, 想找到人很不容易。
The leader told a potential volunteer, there's no room for you.
The leader told the volunteer, no room for him?
No room in the ministry.
Oh, 好吧, 这个教会领袖告诉有一个想要, 来自愿参加的人说, 哦, 我们没有位置给你。
And we had to deal with that situation.
那我们就需要处理这个情况了。
So Bernard asked me, how would you deal with it?
所以 Bernard 弟兄就问我说，你会怎么处理这个情况呢？
And I said, well, I would maybe ask them, what does leadership look like to them?
我可能会问他们说，你觉得领袖，作为领袖是什么意思呢？
And I would explain what we expect of leaders in our church.
我会跟他们解释说，在我们教会里面做一个领袖，我们对他们的期望是什么。
And I would gently try to get them to understand our leadership model.
我会很温和地试图让他们了解我们的领袖的方式是什么。
How would you deal with it, Bernard?
啊，那 Bernard, 你会怎么样处理呢？
He said,
他说，
I would tell her, you just crushed her dreams.
我会告诉他说，你刚刚把他的梦想给毁灭了。
That's not how leaders act here.
这是我们这边的领袖不能够这样子做的。
I would tell her she either needs to shape up or ship out.
我会告诉他说，他要么改改他的方式，要么干脆走了算了。
I said, wow, we have very different styles.
我说，哇，我们俩的方式真是不一样啊。
And the truth is that his style was probably the appropriate one in that context.
那有趣的是，当时在那种情形下，可能他的方式更合适一点。
But we have to be willing to work with each other, even though we're very different from each other.
但是呢，我们必须，即使是彼此非常的不一样，我们必须愿意彼此合作。
In order for the mission of God to all people to go forward.
这就是为了让神的使命，对地上万族的使命能够达成，我们必须这样做。
In order to be able to do that, we need to have an awareness of where we get our sense of belonging.
为了这样做的时候，我们必须清楚地知道我们的归属感是建立在什么上面的。
Because if we're always looking for belonging in other people,
因为如果我们一直是在旁边的人身上建立我们的归属感，
we will always gravitate towards people who are similar to us.
我们总是会被那些跟我们类似的人吸引的。
Because it's easier to find belonging there.
因为在他们当中，我们会容易找到我们的归属感。
And I'm not saying it's bad to be around people like us.
我并不是说跟我们类似的人与跟我们类似人在一起是件坏事情。
But God is calling us even deeper.
但是神对我们的呼召有更深的意义。
To find our ultimate sense of belonging in Him.
我们最终的归属感是应该在神那里。
When we find our ultimate belonging in God,
当我们把我们最终的归属感从在神那边找到的时候，
And we don't need other people for our sense of belonging.
我们就不需要其他人再来形成我们的归属感。
We can be friends with anybody.
我们可以和任何人交朋友。
We can be brothers and sisters with anybody.
我们可以和其他的任何人成为弟兄姐妹。
Whether they're like us or not.
不管他们跟我们类似还是不像。
God calls us to leave our people in that sense.
神叫我们离开本族的时候，就是这样的一个意义。
To find our deepest belonging in Him.
把我们最深的归属感放在神那边。
Finally, God calls Abraham to leave his father's household.
最后，神叫亚伯拉罕离开他的父家。
This was without question the hardest of the three calls.
毫无疑问，在这三个呼召里面，这是最难的一个。
Culturally, for Abraham, this was suicide.
文化上面对于亚伯拉罕来说，这个等于是自杀。
In the ancient Near East, family meant everything.
在古代近东的时候，家庭是一个人的一切。
That's why it's such a blessing when God tells Abram that he will make him the father of many nations.
所以这就是为什么神跟亚伯拉罕说，我会让你成为大族，我会让你成为万国之父的时候，这么的有意义。
So when Abram is told to leave his father's household,
所以当神告诉亚伯拉罕要离开他的父家的时候，
it's an excruciatingly painful calling.
这是一个非常让他痛苦的呼召。
But it was more than a call to leave his father's house.
但是这个并不是，这个呼召超越了离开他爸爸住的那一个家。
It was also a deeper call to disassociate from his father's religion and traditions.
这个是一个更深的呼召，让他与他父家的传统和信仰保持
Most scholars believe that
切断关系。
Most scholars believe that Abram's family and his father were worshippers of the moon god.
很多圣经学者相信亚伯兰的父亲他们是拜月神的。
His father's name is very similar to the Hebrew name for moon.
他父亲的名字塔拉听上去很像他们这个希伯来语里面的发音就是接近于月亮。
And Terah's daughters, Abram's sisters, were named for two different characters in the moon cult.
然后亚伯兰的自己的姐妹，她的就是塔拉的女儿，她们的名字听上去像在这个月神的故事里面其他的人物。
The places where their family lived were epicenters of worship for the moon god.
他们住的地方也是拜月神的重要的中心。
They moved from one epicenter in Ur of the Chaldeans.
他们从加勒底的乌尔。
To another epicenter in Haran.
搬到了哈兰，两个地方都是拜月神的重要地方。
So when God is telling Abram to leave his father's household,
所以当神告诉亚伯兰离开他的父家的时候，
He's also telling him to leave his father's faith.
他也是告诉亚伯兰离开他父亲的信仰
and traditions
和他的传统。
Some of you know just how challenging that call really is.
你们当中大概有些人知道这一个呼召是多么的有挑战性。
Some of you have made the difficult choice to follow God.
你们当中有些人做出了这个重要和困难的决定，就是要跟随神。
Even though it put distance between you and your family.
即使这个让你和你的家庭之间的关系变得疏远。
Some of you have even suffered rejection from your family for doing that.
甚至可能因为这个缘故，你的家庭拒绝你。
You are truly the children of Abraham.
你们确实是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
Who had to do the very same thing.
必须做同样的事情，像他一样。
And if you think this is too difficult of an interpretation,
如果你觉得我的这一个解释讲得太困难了，
Jesus says the same thing
耶稣说了同样的话，
in Luke chapter 14.
在路加福音第14章，
You can look it up later.
你们可以一会儿再看。
We have to be willing to go so far as to leave our deep traditions and even the faith of our parents to follow God.
我们必须离开我们自己的家庭传统，为了跟随神，必须愿意离开。
This does not mean that we have to dishonor our family.
这并不是说我们要让我们的家族蒙羞。
Or that we should leave our children or our spouses to follow God's call.
或者是跟随神的呼召就必须离开我们的配偶或者是我们的孩子。
Far from it.
完全不是这个意思。
But it does mean that we need to get our deepest sense of identity from God and not from our families.
但是这个确实意味着我们要把我们最深的那个对身份的认知要放在神身上，而不是放在我们的家庭上面。
Our family is the thing that most in this world we get our identity from.
家庭是我们在这个世界上绝大部分获得身份认知的来源。
Gives us our biological DNA,
给我们这个生理上的 DNA,
but also our social and spiritual DNA,
还有我们的社会的地位，还有包括我们的属灵关系的 DNA.
We get our sense of humor from our family,
比如说我们的幽默感呢，
the way we talk,
或者是我们讲话的方式啊，
the type of food we eat,
我们吃什么东西啊，
our values,
价值系统，
our way of relating to people,
我们跟人打交道的方式。
There is nothing else in the world that we get our identity from more than our families.
这个世界上没有任何其他的东西给我们身份的认识度超过家庭对我们的影响。
But God is telling Abram that in order to be used by God,
但是神在告诉亚伯拉罕，为了为神所用，
he needs to find his deepest identity not in his family, but in God.
亚伯拉罕必须在神那边找到他的身份认知，而不是在他自己的家里。
Now this is very heavy.
非常沉重。
It's an unbelievably high bar.
这是一个非常高的标准。
And sometimes it feels impossible.
感觉上简直是不可能达到的。
You're telling me that God wants us to find our deepest sense of community, of home, and of identity in Him?
所以你在告诉我说，神让我们把我们的安全感、社区感，还有我们的身份认知，全都是放在神那边吗？在神那里找到吗？
Not in all of the normal people and places where we do that all the time?
难道不是在我们平常见到的其他的人或者其他的地方找到吗？
Well, that's what God says.
但这是神说的。
He tells Abraham to leave.
他告诉亚伯拉罕离开。
And it's an incredibly high bar.
这是一个超高的标准。
Where do we get the strength?
我们从哪里得到这样的力量呢?
Where do we get the desire to do this?
我们从哪里来得到这样的意愿这么做呢?
Because some of us are thinking right now, no thank you.
我想当中肯定有人说, 哦,不,算了吧。
I really like the places I get my identity and community.
我喜欢我得到社区感和身份认知的地方。
I really like where I get my sense of security.
我喜欢我得到安全感的地方。
I'm not really interested in that kind of life.
我不太想要过那种生活。
And some of us are really interested in that kind of life.
那也有些人会愿意过这样的生活。
Some of us really want to trust God like that.
有些人，我们当中有些人真的愿意如此的信任神。
But every week we fail in one way or another.
但是一周又一周，我们不是在这个方面失败，就是在另一方面失败。
And we're always trying to get better.
我们不断的试啊，想变得更好。
And it seems like we never can.
就是好像从来也做不到。
Where do we get the desire and where do we get the strength to trust God like this?
我们从哪里得到这样的意愿和这样的能力去如此相信神呢？
Well, I would suggest that it's not by looking at Abraham.
我建议我们不要看亚伯拉罕了。
Because even though Abraham does this in the moment,
因为即使亚伯拉罕当时是这么做了。
In Genesis chapter 12,
在创世纪十二章的时候。
Later, we see that he finds his security in other things.
然后在后面的创世纪的其他章里面，我们看到他的安全感又放到其他东西上了。
That's why he lies to Pharaoh.
这就是为什么他去跟法老撒谎。
To protect himself.
是为了保护他自己。
We find that he puts his identity in other things.
我们看到他的身份认知是放在其他东西上的。
That's why when God promised him a child through Sarai,
这就像是神，虽然神已经应许他通过撒来，他可以得到一个孩子。
And it was taking too long.
然后花的时间又太久。
He had a child with Hagar.
然后他就去跟夏甲生了一个孩子。
Because he put his sense of identity so deeply in being a father.
因为他的身份认知里面非常重要的一环，曾经是他要成为一个父亲。
Abraham was a good example sometimes.
亚伯拉罕有的时候是一个好榜样。
And a really bad example other times.
有的时候是一个很糟糕的榜样。
But we don't need an example.
但是我们并不太需要榜样。
We need a savior.
我们需要一个救主。
We need the ultimate Abraham.
我们需要一个终极版的亚伯拉罕。
The one who fulfilled the promise that God gave to Abraham.
我们需要一个能够满足神给亚伯拉罕应许的一个终极版。
Jesus is the ultimate Abraham.
耶稣是这个终极版的亚伯拉罕。
Jesus left his country.
耶稣离开了他的本地。
You say his country?
他的本地在哪里？
I thought he stayed in Israel the whole time.
我以为他一直住在以色列吧。
He left his true country in heaven.
他的真的本地是在天堂。
The place where he had spent all eternity before that.
在他来到以色列之前，他在天堂住了永久。
Some of us were born in one town, and after 18 or 30 years, we moved away.
有的时候我们是在某一个地方出生了，可能过了十几二十年，然后搬到了另外一个地方。
And we thought that was difficult.
我们觉得那个已经够难的了。
Jesus spent all eternity in heaven and moved away.
耶稣在天堂住了永永远远，然后他搬到了以色列。
And he moved farther than we could ever possibly move.
他搬的这个距离比我们任何可能搬到的地方都要遥远的多。
And he did it to be with us.
他这么做是为了与我们在一起。
To be with you.
与你在一起。
To understand our lives from the inside.
在我们当中了解我们的生活是什么样的。
Jesus left his country for us.
耶稣离开他的本地为了到我们当中来。
And he left his people.
他也离开了他的本族。
The culture of heaven.
天堂的那个文化。
The perfect culture.
完美的文化。
None of our cultures are perfect, but Jesus' culture was.
我们的文化没有任何一个是完美的，但是耶稣的是。
It was a culture of perfect love.
那个是有一个完美的爱的地方。
Perfect joy.
完美的喜乐。
Perfect patience.
完美的耐心。
Perfect grace.
完美的恩典。
Where the angels and the people who are saved by God were worshiping him all the time.
天使和神的孩子一天到晚都在敬拜当中。
Jesus left his people to be with us.
耶稣离开了他的本族到我们当中来。
That's a pretty big downgrade.
这是一个很大的降级。
He did it because he loved us.
他这么做因为他爱我们。
So much despite the things that are wrong with us.
他爱我们这么多，以至于不管我们有多少的不完美，他都愿意来。
So that he could bring all the nations into the presence of God.
这样他才能够把地上的万族带回到神的面前。
Jesus left his father's household too.
耶稣也离开了他的父家。
Not just in the surface level sense of leaving heaven.
并不是光是指我们刚才说的离开天堂。
But in the deeper sense of being rejected by his own father.
而是被他自己的父亲弃绝。
That's why on the cross Jesus exclaimed, my God, why have you forsaken me?
这也就是我们读到耶稣在十字架上的时候，他说， 我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？
In that moment, Jesus experienced a deeper rejection from his father than we will ever experience in life.
在那一个时刻，他所体会到的气绝，比我们所能够人生体会到的任何的拒绝都要更加的深刻和痛苦。
He experienced a deeper sense of loneliness than we ever experience.
他体会到了最深的孤独感。
And he did it because he knew that he needed to take all of the loneliness and rejection we deserve from God on himself.
他这么做，因为他知道他要把我们的这些孤独和拒绝，因为我们有罪， 的缘故全都带到他自己的身上，
in order to make us one with God,
这样才能让我们重新回到神面前，
and reconcile us to our Father.
与神和好。
When you look at all that Jesus did for you,
当我们看到神为我们所做的一切，
when you meditate on all Jesus did for you,
当你好好思想神为你所做的一切，
that he left his country,
他离开他的本地，
his people,
他的本族，
and his father's household,
他的父家。
The beauty of that love,
这个爱是多么的美，
the power of that love,
这个爱是多么的强大，
it draws us in,
他把我们吸引到他面前来，
it makes us desire to trust him,
让我们愿意去信任他，
with everything that we are,
把我们所有的一切都放在他的心，都放在他面前，
with everything that we have,
把我们所有的都放在他面前。
When we meditate on the love Jesus has for us,
当我们思想他对我们的爱的时候，
the more we understand it,
我们就能够了解的更多，
the more we are willing to trust him for our security,
我们就更愿意把我们的安全感，
the more we feel an unwavering sense of belonging,
把那个不变的归属感，
and the more we know exactly who we are,
和把我们的自我的认知全部都放在神那边，
what our identity is in Christ,
我们在耶稣基督里面， 我们到底是谁。
Friends, when we are able to trust God like that,
当我们愿意如此信靠神的时候,
because of his great love for us,
由于他的长阔高深的爱,
the nations will look on us,
万民万族都会看见我们,
and they will see a people who live a truly beautiful life.
他们会看见神的子民的生活是何等的美。
People who are not always grasping for security,
我们并不需要去强抢那个安全感。
People who are not always grasping for community.
不用去抓那个社区感。
People who are not always trying to figure out who they are.
不用在那边总是在想说我们到底是谁。
And they will ask what kind of God we serve.
他们会问说你们所服侍的神到底是谁呀。
And that is how God blesses the nations through us.
这就是神通过我们来祝福万族。
My prayer is that at Golden Gate Church,
我的祷告是在金门教会当中，
and at Tapestry Church,
然后在 Tapestry 教会当中，
and at the church all around the world,
然后在全世界的各地的教会里面，
we will know how deep and how wide is the love of Christ,
我们知道耶稣的爱是多么的长，多么的深，
and how much he left behind for us,
然后他为我们离开了多少，
so that we will be able to leave behind everything for him,
这样我们就可以为他离开所有的。
Amen.
Amen.
Let me pray.
大家一起祷告。
Father, Son, and Holy Spirit,